LAFSC program, basically a large study abroad program, only in country. It gives students the opportunity to do the one thing that is hardest in LA, break in. We are told to get internships out there. We have countless classes and meetings with celebrities that have worked at the program and other people who just want to be involved that say, network, and here's my contact information. Let me know if you need help with something. And we start breaking into the industry. One of the highlights was definitely within the first week and a half or so, one of our classes took us on a tour of Hollywood Boulevard. We started out at First Presbyterian Church where we learned about a prayer network. I enjoyed the experience. Then we got to tour Hollywood Boulevard and we went to go see, at the end of the day, Just Mercy. LAFSC alum directed. And before we went to the movie, we actually had a phone interview with him. We basically learned this movie is about, we got to see it in the Chinese theater, but it was just really cool to walk up and down Hollywood Boulevard and realize that anywhere else in the country where they say, oh, it's Hollywood Boulevard, it's just a street in their state. The best memory for me was definitely touring Hollywood Boulevard and learning about the history, hearing the exciting stories from our tour guide, and just realizing that it was the Hollywood Boulevard, not just a street name somewhere else. It was like, this is the epicenter of the entertainment industry. My day-to-day, Monday, Wednesday, Fridays were scheduled for internship days. Every day I would drive down to the South Bay area, which was about an hour and a half away, and I got to work with Maya Cultural Exchange Group with Lin Tang. She's a marketing genius from China who started her own small business here in the States, and she's been doing festivals here for the last 7 years. That's what I would do on Mondays. I would drag me and my roommate down there. We'd listen to audiobooks and get some work done as producers. Then Tuesdays and Thursdays were class days. From 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. each day, we were stuck in classes, except on Thursdays, where for me, I only had narrative storytelling, which only went half a semester. Right before everything happened, I had a few Thursdays off. So the actual city vibe is a lot more friendly than you expect. If you drive up to Chicago, your instinct is to look straight ahead, don't talk to anybody, don't make eye contact. If you see somebody just sitting on the ground, you ignore them, you walk forward, and don't pay any mind, get to your destination. Out in LA, if you walk into any store, people are constantly saying, hey, how's it going? And starting a conversation. You have no idea who this man is or why he's wearing a purple vest with a pink feathered jacket, but you're like, it's a style. Okay, could you please stop talking to me? Because I'm from Chicago and I'm about to run away. It's a lot more inviting. LA is literally built on networking. If you aren't talking to people, you ain't getting your next job. That was an interesting element to deal with and get over. Plus, going from Kankakee and even the Chicago area to LA, it's very different. You see all the 80s movies where everything's a little more explicit. I don't think I can do it justice, but it was definitely a different experience when it comes to meeting a different variety of people. You're not just meeting the business code people walking day to day or students. You're actually seeing people who are experimenting with life, who are trying new things and living the way they want to live. I had a very introverted time in LA. So I went to school, I went to work, and that was basically it. I didn't get to do anything because I planned everything to happen in April.